Nieman hao, welcome to another episode of Morning English. 我叫 Jack, and I'm joined today by the always benevolent Mumu.
对，我今天又学了一个新的词，就是 benevolent. 我就是乐善好施的 Mumu.
So today we're going to be discussing small talk.
That's right. Being good at small talk is an important technique to learn when trying to master another language. 就是如果你要掌握好一门语言呢，会闲扯，非常非常重要。
So, Mumu, have you ever been in a situation where you're like stood next to someone and you just don't know what to say to them?
Yeah, I think we all have been in a situation like that. Like now.
Well, we call this situation an awkward silence.
Yeah, it often happens on me.
Yeah.
尴尬的沉默，你相信大家都会有这样的一种情况。如果大家想要获取这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So it's when you feel tense because you and the other person involved both realize you're not saying anything to each other and don't know what to say to each other.
对，就是你们互相看着对方，却找不出一个单词来聊天，只能选择沉默。And awkward silence. Awkward means uncomfortable and embarrassing, right?
Yeah, that's right. Nobody likes to be in an awkward situation. So if you find yourself stuck with nothing to say,We're going to give you a few tips and useful phrases to help you out.
对，今天我和 Jack 会帮助大家，让大家不再沉默。Small talk is a kind of conversation you make when you want to talk with someone, but you don't want to get into a very deep conversation. 就是你要闲扯一下，不聊特别特别深的东西。It's called small talk because it's about unimportant things.
Exactly.
对、
yeah.
不重要的事。
Very true. It's just to fill a silence and make you and the other person feel more comfortable. So remember to keep it basic and friendly.
One of the most popular and easy topics is the weather. Mm. I know English people love to talk about the weather, right, Jack?
Yeah, that's very, very true. We talk about the weather if it's good, if it's bad, if it's average, if it's anything, we'll talk about it.
就不管天气好不好，都会问啊，今天天怎么样呢？我们会说 ，We'll say 吃了吗 ？Talk about food.
Ah, that's a good topic. I love to talk about food.
You can follow me. 吃了吗？
吃了吗
？Good.
Ah, 谢谢。
Back to the topic weather. So when bring up this topic, you can say something like, "Oh, it's so windy out. I nearly blew over." Or if it keeps raining like this, we are going to all need boats.
Yeah.
哈哈哈，听上去更尴尬， sounds more embarrassing.
I love it when you laugh like that. So, I've heard comments like that all too often in England. Everybody talks about the weather. This is best used when talking to a stranger, that you will not be talking to for very long.
其实你跟陌生人聊的时候也不会聊那么长的时间，所以大家就放心吧。Another good topic to bring up is travel.
Yes, everyone loves to talk about places they've visited or would like to visit. You can bring this up in several ways, such as, Oh, I would love a holiday this month. I've been so busy. Have you been anywhere nice this year?
Or you could say, So did you manage to get abroad this year? Or are you planning something next year?
Yeah, this is a good conversation topic to bring up at a party or some place where you could get into a longer conversation. This is because there's always lots of stories to tell about trips to foreign places.
没错，如果大家想要多聊会儿呢，在一个聚会上的时候，或者是去一些地方的时候呢，你就可以选择这个话题谈谈旅行。
So, Mumu, have you ever been to a foreign country?
Tokyo, what about you?
Tokyo, what about me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to Canada, America, oh wait, Canada, 美国、法国、Holland. I don't know that one.
荷兰。
Okay, yeah, so I've been to four countries and also China.
Cool, I just found there are so many places to go.
Yeah, definitely. I would highly recommend Canada. It's so beautiful. I mean, I love it so much. You've got to get there.
Yeah, maybe. I'll go one day.
So, another good topic to bring up is hometowns.
对对对对对对
对对对对对对对对。
我们可以谈谈自己的家乡，比如说家乡特产啦，家乡景色啦，等等等等。Yes, everybody always has a story to tell about their hometown. They usually either love it or hate it. Nobody will hate their hometown, right?
Oh, you'd be surprised. I think a lot of people don't like their hometown in England.
Really?
Yeah.
And will passionately share those views if asked.
Yeah, so to initiate this conversation, you can ask something like, So, tell me, whereabouts are you from originally?
对，我们可以问，告诉我你从哪里来的。当然了，我们也可以非常温柔地说，请问您从哪里来呢？ And when they tell you, simply ask them if they like it or not.
Yes, so now we've given you a few good topics to talk about.It's time to know some subjects to avoid in a small talk situation.
Yes, 当我们就是不仅要知道可以谈论什么，还要知道什么不能谈。I recorded one podcast about it last week with Zelina.
Oh, did you?
So, can we call it conversation taboo?、Right?
Yeah, of course. That's a good way of、phrasing it, actually. It's just something that you really don't want to talk about with anyone, really.
对，就是不要谈论那样一些话题。Okay, we do should know some subjects to avoid in a small talk situation. It can be just as important to know these bad topics as it is to know the good ones. You don't want to make the situation even more awkward by annoying the person you are trying to make small talk with.
Yeah, exactly. Then it goes from bad to worse, and you don't want that. So, the first topic to avoid is politics. You both may have very different political views, and even if you're able to discuss politics calmly, the person you're talking to might not be able to, and get very angry or passionate.
对，首先提醒大家一下，就是别谈政治。Yes, people do get a fire inside them sometimes when talking politics. To avoid this, don't ever ask when they think about current leader or country.
And if they do start talking politics, don't make any awkward comments and change the subject fast. Say something like, So, what do you get up to in your spare time? Ha ha.
你很聪明啊，小伙子。非常聪明。Jack 说，如果有人要和你谈政治，你就转移话题说，哎，你一般空闲时间都做什么呀？ Yes, politics is often a bad choice, but not as bad as finances.
Oh God, yes. Never bring up money.
对，别谈钱，谈钱伤感情。People who you know well often don't like to talk about money, let alone people who you don't know very well.
When talking to foreigners, it's important to remember that some topics may cause offense in different cultures.
Oh yes, even if you are not trying to be rude, sometimes people can talk offense at certain topics.
The most clear example I can think of this is appearance.
对，特别是不要对这个外表做评价。I remember you mentioned you noticed this when coming to China.
Yeah, I think it's because in the UK especially, people never talk about others' appearances in any way that could be seen as negative. So when I came back from the UK, some of my Chinese friends told me I'd gained weight.And I knew I had, and I don't care because, you know, I know they don't mean it in a bad way and it's just an observation and it's a true one as well. But others might be hurt by this or feel embarrassed.
Jack 说啊 ,Jack 说我喜欢假笑。Jack 说他从英国回来之后呢他的中国朋友说他都胖了他也没有特别伤心。可能是他的朋友非常关心他观察非常仔细。So, we want to make an...observation about someone's appearance, make sure it's a nice one. Like, you have a great fashion sense. Yep, you do.
yeah, something like that. Just don't point out if they've got a bad one, of course.
Chinese small talk is different than British small talk. We usually like to discuss food the most of all.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a great thing to talk about. It's always a nice feeling when two people can really agree on a food they both like.
Yeah. Knowing what to talk about and what to avoid talking about is the key.
It is the key.
Right?
Yeah.
But also reading another person's...Body language can be just as important. 就是你能读懂他的肢体语言也非常的重要。
100%. Body language tells you what sort of mood a person is in. For example, if they look grumpy or they are reading the paper, it's a good idea not to try to start a conversation.
Exactly. But if they give you a smile and you sat next to them on the bus or something, feel free to ask them about themselves.
Exactly.
对，大家都要学聪明一点，要见机行事。如果你看到一个人非常的 grumpy， 非常的生气，或者他在阅读一些什么东西的时候，你就去不要找人家 small talk， 不要和人家闲扯了。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
Well, that's all that we have time for today. But thank you very much for joining us, and we hope you learned a thing or two.
对，我们今天聊了这么多，到底怎么 small talk？ 希望大家能够学到一些东西，并且呢，能够拒绝尬聊。
Okay, thanks very much. 下期见，拜拜，
拜拜。